I just wonder, what do you think about art and the artist? Art is great, but you have different art and definitely different artist, no? So the art is beautiful if it's real art. And for me, meditation is the highest art. If you really come from that place in you, then everything will be art. So the enlightened ones are the greatest artists, because everything they do is beautiful, it's in harmony. So that's why in satsang or in meditation you learn how to do the greatest art. And what is the greatest art? To live beautifully, to live in peace, to be courageous, to be in the let go, to be spontaneous. Not to be ruled by the ego or the mind, but be free flow from the source. Then you are the artist. Because who is the greatest artist? It must be the creator. It must be existence. It must be God. So if you fall in tune with the creator, you must be a great artist. Make sense or what? I never thought about it before. But when you come to artist in the ordinary world, normally then the artists, they are struggling a lot. They want recognition. They want to be known. They're trying desperately to sell the picture, to show how great they are. So they are ruled by the ego. And great art comes when you lose yourself. That's why on any stage of being an artist, you should empty yourself first. If that is with sculpture or painting or the computer or music, first you should empty yourself. Center yourself. Be a hollow bamboo. And then from that space, beautiful art will come more and more. The more empty you are, the more beautiful it will be. But of course, no, it can also become in, no? To be artist then is not so good. You have many beautiful, in the past, great art, no? Van Gogh, Michelangelo, in painting, in music, Beethoven, Bach, Ravi Shankar, poets, Kail, Gibran, so many beautiful writers. Really, when you read it, when you hear the music, when you look at the painting, you fall into, that is art. Somebody who makes Taj Mahal, the pyramids, a beautiful dancer, Nijinsky, somebody who loses themselves in the action. That is what art is. When you lose yourself in what you do, be that whatever. And they had art in all different sides of life. And the Japanese, the Zen people, they took this to new levels. They even brought the art into martial arts, swordsmanship. Miyamoto Musashi, enlightened swordman. Now first he was known all over Japan. He killed people all the time. Nobody could beat him. Then at one point in life he stopped, retreated into the caves and wanted to be a meditator. Then he realized what he had done his whole life. But then all this energy that he had used for violence, It went in different channels. Then he became enlightened because he had so much energy. You have to channel it. And the more wise you are, the more guidance you have, the more wise you can channel this energy, life force you have. Otherwise, you can just spoil it in all kinds of stupid things. Or Taj Mahal, no? He built it because of love. He missed his wife so much. He wanted to build most beautiful building in the memory of his wife. Huh? Then it comes from beauty. Music that comes from meditation. But now, it's very hard to find that. Now they say modern art, which most is just garbage. Just throw up from people who want to be artists, but they are mad, they are unstable. They are in the chaos. And what can you paint, what can you, music can you make, what sculptures can you make if you are in the chaos? You can make chaotic things, unconscious things. But of course, they are very well known. They can get very famous. Why? Because people are chaotic. They understand it. No, they have big galleries, maybe of just a pig's head. With the fork in the nose, for example. And great artists. Or a skeleton of a horse with balloons inside. In the big museum in New York, Paris. A cow shit with a feather in. Modern art. And people are walking around, very sophisticated people, looking at this and talking very serious. What does it mean? Jesus Christ, it's a cow shit with a feather in it. But what is the deeper meaning of it? And maybe if you look from that side, and they study it and talk, and write reviews in the newspaper, what they think about it. And maybe what did the artist think when they put that pig's head or that cow dung there. And very well-known artists, they get millions. And where do you find people who are in harmony and make beautiful things? Very, very seldom. But if you look at the Taj Mahal or a pyramid or a beautiful Buddha statue or read some beautiful poetry, then you fall in harmony because it comes from people who was very, very evolved. Or it comes from people who were enlightened, mystics. So if you're attracted to that, then it will definitely bring you into a deeper place in yourself. But if you look at these mad things, then you will go even further away from yourself. So it all depends. And a real artist and mystic and enlightened one, they have no interest for any recognition. And everything they do is effortless. That's why it's beautiful. But not everybody can recognize it, of course, because they want much more action. And the ego wants recognition. So be aware what you're striving for. And the more you come back to yourself, the more meditation, the more silence you have, the more effortless beauty will come forth. And you see it all the time around me. People are getting more and more creative, more and more beautiful things coming up, because they're going deeper in themselves. Otherwise, we can wander around looking at the cow sheet with the feather, wondering what it means for eternity. If you start waking up, you see, this is stupidity. So art is beautiful, but people mean different things about art, like they do of everything. And artists are also different, of course. Jake was walking along Fifth Avenue in New York when he bumped into an old friend who he had not seen for over 20 years. "Oh, Joe Pasty, my God, you haven't changed a bit. I'm glad to see you. Tell me, what are you doing? How are you doing?" "Well," smiled Joe, "I'm an artist. As a matter of fact, I done very well. I got a picture hanging in the Modern Museum of Art, right here off Fifth Avenue." "You don't say," exclaimed Jake. "Gee, that's marvelous. Say, we are not far from there. Could you take me over and show the picture to me?" "With pleasure," said Joe. And they strolled over to the Modern Museum of Art. There on the wall, Joe pointed to his picture. It was brown all over, almost a solid color, with only a deep patch of even darker brown in the lower right corner. Jake looked at it with a question mark in his eyes for a few minutes, but got nothing out of it. He looked more, still didn't get anything out of it. He turned to his pal Joe and very embarrassed, "Excuse me, but Joe, what is this picture supposed to represent?" "Well," said Joe, "it is modern art. The name of the picture is A Cow in a Field." Meditate on it. "A cow in a field? My God, Joe, what do you really mean, a cow in a field? I don't see any field there. A field is green. Where's the green? It's only brown." Joe takes a deep breath and explains patiently. "Well, you see, in modern art, it doesn't quite go that way. The cow walked into the field and ate up all the grass and kept on walking. So now all the grass is gone and there's only brown." Get it? Modern art, man. The field was green, but the cow came, ate all the grass, stamped all over the field. Now it's just brown. Get it? Well, okay, said Jake. "But where's the cow? I don't see the cow either." "Well, the cow, she ate up the grass already, so of course, she just went on, didn't she? That's all. She's gone." But no grass, no field, and no cow. Well, said Jake, no, I understand, or at least I try to understand this modern art. There is no green because there is no grass. There is no cow because the cow went away. But there is a big, big patch of even deeper brown in the right-hand corner. No, what is that? What is that brown spot in the right corner? Ah, you have to understand. This is modern art. Joe, the cow, eats up the whole field of grass. He's stuffed to the max. He walks on out of the field. And what do you think the cow does on the way out? Have a big shit. And that's what modern art is. Meditate on it. But for God's sake, don't stop painting if you're a painter, you know? People want more time and do less. But remember, if you've been busy doing many things your whole life, and if you start giving yourself more time and have the opportunity for that, it's very important that you channel your energies into something creative. Because that anasi, whatever it is that you've been using, has to go somewhere. So it's very important that you have something positive, creative things to do. And if you don't have that, maybe think about it. Maybe surprise yourself with something new that you never could think yourself as a painter or writing or fixing your house or making a garden. Whatever it is, but everybody has a lot of energy, and if you just stop, then most probably that will just go to waste if you don't channel it. So that's why it's important to have channel your energy into positive things, to creativity, to meditation, to just enjoy, to start just being present. And not taking life so serious, but start enjoying more. Remember, the past is gone. You can do anything. And now more than ever, I think it's a very good time for many people to start something new. There's no reason that you can't make money and do what you like at the same time. The whole world needs more beauty, more poetry, more music, more happy people, more healers, more masseuses, more therapists, more happy bus drivers for that matter. It doesn't matter what, just to share it in your way. Surprise yourself. You are free. Don't get involved in the negative things. And nothing can hold you back. Don't be a victim, be free. Don't have any excuses for yourself. Take risks. And you will be surprised. May everybody be happy. Aum Shanti.